No.
Stay down.
She will, so it makes it for a hard walk. Because every time we start walking, anytime there's a dog, she'll go after them. She will start, like, it's almost, and I'm like, are you being aggressive? And I can't tell if she wants to be aggressive or if she wants to play.
Do you ever let her sniff the other dog and go to that point to where you test her?
There's been a couple of times where she's done that, and it's hit and miss.
So sometimes she growls and sometimes she just sniffs. And
Right.
Okay, so are you thinking about what you're thinking about when you are in that situation?
Nervous. I'm like, I start to get nervous.
Okay.
And I start to think, like, shoot, if she starts to growl or what happens if, and I know I tense up. I know I get like, I'm not sure what to do in that situation. And there have been times because I took her with me to Hoboken in New Jersey, and everyone has a dog. So I'm like, we have to do this. Because
right. She has to be around other dogs.
She has to be around other dogs.
She has to at least acknowledge them and maybe sniff them, but not, oh my God.
Right.
Another dog.
Right.
I mean, so.
Right. So that's hard. I want her to be able to walk and not pay much attention to the other dogs.
Let me see. And what's her name again?
Tila.
Sheila?
Tila.
Oh, Tila. Oh, that's right. Tila. That's right.
Yeah.
Tila Tequila. Now it's coming back. All right. So Tila Tequila. I want to do a little test with Tila.
Okay.
And I want to see how Tila is. See, she's already pretty glommy.
Yeah.
She's very, it's all about you
and
this get away from this guy as fast as I can.
Right.
So that's nice and tight. Good. That's what I want to make sure. Have a seat. Just sit. Sit back.
Okay.
You can sit there.
Yeah. Okay.
But I kind of want you, actually, let's trade. You sit over here.
Okay.
And because I need you away from your doggy a little bit.
Right.
Because I need to see how the dog is. Hold on. Hey. Tila. Hold on. All right, the first thing I'd like to do is kind of get her to calm down.
I'm sorry. Right? Just to relax?
Yeah. I want to see if I can get her in a little different state of mind because she looks like she's slightly panicking here a little bit without
you. Getting a little nervous?
Yeah. She's a Velcro. Hold on. Yeah. She's very nervous. Hold on. Relax. Hey. Yeah. Let me see. Her eyes are just saucers. They're so
yes.
big. I just need her to chill out a little bit. Sit down. Does she knows commands
at
all?
Yeah, she knows sit. She has a hard time with stay, but she knows sit. So,
and the stay is the interesting part. That's
a hard one.
That's what we're gonna work on because
she'll do it for a little while. She will. I'm like, all right, stay right there. Like I don't have to tell her, like, I'll be back. You stay, and she'll stay for a while. But her attention is this.
It is. It's zero
right
now. I'm already seeing. Sit down. Good. Just stop. So what I want to do is I want to see if I can teach her anything, a basic command.
Okay.
I have that same frame over there, the green one.
Oh, down there?
I think so. It's pretty close. Anyway, all right. So hold on. So what I got to do is just get Tila to think about me and not be so, where's mom? Where's mom? Oh, she's four inches farther
right.
than I need her. I got to deal with that.
Right.
So I want her to kind of calm down and just relax a little bit so we can get her in a more of a normal state instead of this
anxiety, anxious.
Right.
And that's
and the your gardeners do not help.
Right.
Okay? I mean every dog in America has some sort of they may be a minimal reaction or they may be trying to go to every window to kill them. As they travel through the backyard.
Right.
And they go, and the blinds are nice and torn. You know, the wood ones or the plastic ones or whatever, yeah. They are just thrashed in some certain homes because the dog follows
wanted
the garden.
To go, right.
So there you go. Hey, that's very good, Tina. Thank you. That's a little better. I'm not, hold on. No, sit. 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 Sit down. Sit. No. Sit. Stop. Stop. Good. There you go. Stop. Good. So through positive reinforcement, I'm going to keep reminding her that she's doing stuff that I want.
Okay.
That's what positive... Hey, hold on. Hey, stop. That's what positive reinforcement's all about.
I'm going to move this back here just a little bit.
Hold on. Do you have any more light, or is mm-hmm. this basically it? It's okay if it is. Oh, there's a little. Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Is that all better? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Anything. Okay. Hey, sit down. Sit. Tila. Sit. Good. There you go. She's not used to listening, really, to anybody, maybe but you. And maybe she doesn't really even listen to you. She kind of understands generally what
right.
maybe you want. When you call her, does she come right to you?
Normally, yeah.
She does? Okay.
Yeah, she'll come.
That's good.
Normally. Sometimes she doesn't, but
stop.
Normally she will.
All right. Let's just see how she's doing here. She's getting a little better now. There you go. So what I'm going to do is, my program is stop, sit, and wait.
Okay. Right?
And hold on. What that? Good. Hold on. Hey. What that does is help speed along the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
Because the main issue is that you have a dog, people have dogs
mm-hmm.
that don't really understand you. They kind of they live in their world, in your world, instead
right.
of being incorporated in your world. They have their world, and then you have your world. And so what I try to do is bring them into your world and be aware of your world more and of you more and of a deeper connection and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at a dog and you, hey, like you have a son, and your son's going, mom, and you're on the phone.
Right.
Mom, I need to talk to you, and you're on the phone. So what do? You go, hold on a second.
Right.
You put the phone down. Excuse me a second. I'm talking.
Right.
And I'll get to you in a moment.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to sit here and go, mom, over and over until I finally give up and go, all right, what do you want?
Right.
So we don't want to get there.
Right.
So we want to calmly... As the leader, a leader is calm and assertive. Assertive is, I'm going to make sure that I do what I want, but up, good, stop. I want to make sure that I do what, hey, hold on. There you go. I'm going to make sure, being calm and up. When a dog lays down, they tune out. So they're going to Tila will wake me when this is over.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to keep her... Hey.
Listening.
Good. Right here. I want her to concentrate on me. She's looking at you like...
Help me.
Mom, this guy. Help me, Mom. Mom. Right? And I know that. I understand that. But we got to keep her calm, whether she's in your face or over there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, when dogs get so needy, they're like, I can't think of anything other than I got to get off of this cliff. I'm sitting on the edge of this cliff and I need to get away from it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how they are with their owners, some dogs,
yeah.
because they're always just so pensive that hurry up and save me kind of. Of a mentality, and we want them to be a little more self-reliant,
right.
and not so needy.
Just calm. confident.
Oh,
and I think too, because I just got back. I hadn't been away from her for this long, so I just got back, and I feel like a lot of things just started to revert. I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, she won't eat unless I'm standing next to her again, like, right now. And I'm like, ugh. So that all kind of stopped, and then I was gone.
You mean when you were gone for the 8 days?
Yeah, and when I came back, now she's like, where are you? Every time, like, I put her food down, and now she's like, she won't eat unless I'm standing
there. Okay, because you left for 8 days,
right.
And she thought she did something wrong
right,
or whatever.
Right,
so,
right. So right now she's being very, like, shadow.
Glommy.
Yeah.
Very needy.
Yeah.
And so we don't want that. We want to discourage that.
Right.
We want her to go back to feeling a little more comfortable.
Right.
On her own and her own. Now what I'm doing is I'm finding ways to bring her attention back to me.
Okay.
Right? Because look at her.
Right.
You think she's paying attention to me?
Right.
When she's like this?
Right.
Willing you to look at her,
eyes,
willing you to me, look
right.
at me, help me, you know, there, stop. So she finally, my energy, if you noticed, when I started emulating her and like, oh, I'm really needy, I need to be near mama, that she senses that.
Yeah.
You know? And sure, she's really, because dogs are very keen on our energy. And
yeah.
That's why I was asking you, first off, what was your energy like when you see your dog pulling towards another dog? Whether
right.
you're imagining, well, it could be one or the other. It
right.
could be she wants to go bite that dog, and then that other dog is going to chew my other dog up
right.
because it's three times the size or
yeah.
whatever. Or the dog is just going to go up there and sniff, and things are going to be fine.
Right.
Or somewhere in the middle. You
right.
know, some dog may go, hey, you're too close to me. You're too personal. Back off. And
yeah.
that's what dogs do.
Yeah.
If this little dog goes, hey, what are you doing? I've never seen you before in my neighborhood. What's going on? Right? Then the dog may go, well, I'm just hanging out here. I've been here for 9 years. You know,
right.
It's my place right down the road. Or it's like, dude, get out of my face.
Right.
Or, You're really pushing me.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. And if you keep doing it, then I will up my intensity to remind you that I don't want you to do what it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So dogs regulate other dogs. And if a dog is playing too much with another dog, then that dog will go, hey.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's helping them to regulate. Good. Thank you. There you go. Now, did you see that she was getting ready to lay down?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like she was
mm-hmm.
like, well, I'm going to find a nice little place and just go to sleep until this guy leaves.
Right.
Good. But this is how the stop, sit, and wait. This is how you start regrouping your dog focus.
Okay.
Because dogs kind of like, they're like a cut electric wire that's shooting out information, but nothing's going in.
Okay.
It's all, oh, I'm nervous. Oh, I'm this. I'm feeling this, and this is how I'm explaining it to all of you out there. I'm signaling. I'm very nervous, or I'm really, and what we want them to do is kind of change. We want to encourage a calmer, more thoughtful, like if you were drowning and someone's trying to have a conversation, a normal conversation with you, you can't go there. You're panicking.
Right.
Right? So when someone says, hey, listen, I see that blah, 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 and you're like, help, you know.
Right.
So in a sense, dogs kind of panic. They're some dogs like this, not all dogs, but good thing. Some dogs, they get in these panics, and then they're so nervous. They're like a kid in a horror movie inside the house.
Yeah.
I don't know. This house is kind of creepy. And then eventually something creepy happens, or they make it up.
Right.
Because they're ready for any little creak. Oh, that was a ghost. That sound of the house.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
They start manufacturing their own fears and their own situations, and they amp themselves up. We want to go into a scary place like Halloween. We want to get scared. You know,
yeah.
As kids, we want to, oh, scare us in the haunted house. But so it's more of a way to keep your doggy calmer. Keep him in a better. You got to be thinking about what you're thinking about too. Because if you're like, oh, don't bite that dog, or don't you do that,
right?
Watch out! I got to be really overly cautious of you because you're gonna.
Right.
I don't want you to worry about that. I don't want to get sued
right.
by that owner if you bite him or whatever. So we need you to be the leader, the
right.
calm. See, I'm calm, but I'm also assertive. I'm
right.
not letting the dog lay down or go to you or all those things that I'm sensing that it probably would
wants
rather do
right.
than just sit here and listen to me, right?
right?
It's facing you. So it's already telling me, there's my goal. I need, and then I'll turn the dog this way and it'll eventually move right here. Come here. Good. Stop. Sit.
Well, this also worked because she has a problem
no, sit
with,
down.
With kids.
Go. Sit again.
She has a problem with kids.
Sit.
She does
no,
not.
Sit. Good. Go ahead. I'm still listening.
She doesn't like them.
Stop.
She does not like them. She doesn't want to be near them. She doesn't want them to touch her.
Good.
She has
energy.
Snipped at, you know, some kids, and I'm like, oh.
Little
my
kids
God.
Have different energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have more flying off like the cut electrical
yeah.
wire. Kids do. And so maybe doggy like is turned off
yeah.
by that or is drawn to it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So there's that energy. Look, now remember what I was telling you? I moved her this way.
Right.
So that I could show you what she really wants is you.
Yeah.
And it's not just she's good, thank you. I want her to resolve that she's just going to hang out here with me, but not be frightened, not be worried, not like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me next? So, stop. Good. Stop. And I'm purposely facing her away from you so that I can see her turn and I can see how nervous.
Right.
How extensive. Hey, Tila, stop. It's okay, honey. There you go. You just relax. There you go. Oh, are you growling? Are you growling at me? Huh? No growl. No. Stop. No growl. I'm gonna see a little bit of this. Stop. No growl. Stop. 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 So there's the ticket.
Right.
There's the,
mm-hmm.
I'm about done with you, and I'm about to stop.
Right.
Stop. So we gotta nix that. We
right.
can't let that rise. It's like a little kid getting madder at his teacher, and the teacher finally goes, you know what? I sense to herself, I sense that this kid is going to want to smack me or do something,
right.
so I'm going to send him to the principal and just get him out of the room. Problem with that is that you... Like when people take dogs out of situations that they don't want, that they're afraid, like you see another dog
mm-hmm.
being walked, instead of putting the dog through that situation,
mm-hmm.
You go around, you avoid.
Right.
So the dog never has a resolution about that certain dog or about greeting regular dogs,
right.
like regular people that are walking. Not everybody is
right.
so nervous. They're more comfortable. They're more calm, assertive.
Right.
Dog. And you see them comfortable walking, not dragging.
Right.
Just da la la, just having a nice conversation, walking my dog. And then dog sees a squirrel. No, we don't want that. No, you can't chase that squirrel. And then we just keep going.
Yeah.
And we see another dog. Hey, come here. Good, sit. Good, there you go. Hey, don't you get a little snippy with me. No. You gonna be okay, huh? No, it's you biting me. I don't want you bite me. I don't like it when I'm bit. No, but I don't like it. So let's stop. Let's see if we can do a little stop, sit, and wait. This is how I really test once we get a dog in a calmer, supposedly calmer state, then I start testing.
Okay.
I start increasing the energy and seeing where the dog snaps. Find out where, that was just it.
Right.
And that's where it bites me. Or that's where it just can't stand it anymore, and it just has to act out in whatever way that it feels it's ready to act out. Like, dude, if you push me again, I will. And then I push. Well, I'll do it again. I will. And then I push, and then eventually the dog goes, oh, okay, yeah. No, I'm not going to fight that. You win. I will be submissive, and I will be a good listener. Don't you bite me. No. Don't you bite me. Stop. Let me see. All right, hold on. Let me see. No biting. So I'm going to want to do a little testy here. Hold on. Let me make sure I can get some of this. Let me see. So this is another way that I try to, hold on, there you go, relax, there you go. So I'm just going to kind of desensitize a little bit now. Earlier, dog wouldn't let me pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
And I sensed that, well, that's a one picked up kind of dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do is I push the envelope. I have them do the things that they don't normally do. And right now what I'm doing, hey, hold on. I'm lifting just slightly off the ground. Hold on. Hey. No, stop. No. You just relax. No rattling. Okay? No rattling. Good. Just relax. Hey. No. Stop. There you go. She could be all talk and no action, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I just want to kind of test. Hey, hold on. Shh. No. Stop. Hold on. Stop.
Did you already cut the grass first so we can take them outside?
Or no, are we going to go outside? Is everything going to be inside?
Mostly.
Inside?
We can go outside, though, too. But
okay. If you want to cut it, that's fine.
Okay, I'll think about cutting it first.
Stop.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good. Come on. Go.
Right.
I know.
There you go. Good. Thank you. There you go. All right. Shh. Relax. All right. Well, let's
usually
get back.
I come on Friday, so I was kind of like, I don't know why they're here. That's okay.
There you go. All right. So I'm just continuing to knock down some of that. F-U,
right.
I guess it is.
Right.
Whatever she's going, you just touch me. You know, well, that snappy little kind of attitude I'm going to go through. I want to kind of push it out of her in a sense.
Okay.
I want to have her just get through it.
Yeah.
And know that I'm not hurting her.
Right.
I'm just kind of inconveniencing her for the moment to test her ability to either accept it or to fight like hell and say, I'm not going to let you touch me. And that's how extreme I really am.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, she put up a little bit of fuss, but not too much, right? It wasn't so bad. No. Let me see. There you go. Sit down. Sit. There. Good. So I just got to take over her, in a sense. I just want to, let me see. There you go. Good. And kind of push her out of her, like when a kid goes to camp, right? He doesn't like it. He hates it. He's being away from home. And blah, blah, blah. And then until he meets one person that feels the same way, and you can kind of maybe connect to him with or whatever, then the whole experience of camp changes. Now, he's like, I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So in a sense, that's kind of what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find a little, let me see, a little breakthrough there. So there was no growl at that time. And so, you know, I'm kind of retesting to make sure that doggy can allow me to pick it up and kind of mess with it, but have it not go, hey, don't you touch me.
Right.
You leave me alone. I don't need this crap, you know. Right. And whatever, however they put up with this, it tells me if they're okay with it. If they're like, yeah, sure, well, yeah, this is cool. I kind of like a massage. I feel like I'm a little tense. I need to calm down a little bit. Or if it's just the opposite, it's like, if you keep touching me, I'm going to bite you when right. I get that first chance, when that thumb comes around.
Right.
So, hey, hello. No, it's down here. It's down. So, that's, all right, come here, sit. Sit down. She knows, sit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that she knows, sit down. She's holding up, hey, Tila, sit. There you go. There you go. Hold on, don't bite me. There you go. Good. Just stop. Good. Thank you. I just want her to relent there a little bit. Just sit there and not react to anything. Just kind of take it. Good. And so when I see that she's not moving, she's not...
searching me out or just trying to...
Right?
Yeah.
Right, following everywhere I go. Oh, where are you going now? Are you sneaking up on me?
Right.
Not quite doing that. So, but some dogs do.
Right.
Depending on how... No. Dude, you get near me, you know what I mean? Like, they're
right.
like this. They're freaking out, right? So what does that do? That this is a way to evaluate, right? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Good, Tila. That's very good. Thank you. No. There you go. No, don't growl. Don't growl. So that she's still on, she's on alert. She's like watching, you petting me. Now I'm gonna kind of over pet her. Hold on. But I got this just in case she's gonna bite me. Hold on. Shh, relax. Hold on. Shh. Oh, let me see. Oh, just get it out. Let's keep, stop.